focused.
Yo, imagine your mic wasn't on.
Oh, that'd be such a burn. Is that, I don't think that's ever happened, huh?
I don't know. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T, and welcome to Unfocused episode 277.
That's right.
And this one is, what is his name? I forgot. Swellow.
Yes.
And Swellow is the Swallow Pokemon.
Again?
Yeah, there's two of them, I guess.
All right. Doesn't hurt to have two swallowers.
Wow. this is the podcast where we talk about anime, video games, movies, all that stuff. Comic books especially.
All the cool stuff.
Yeah, there you go. I like that better, Adrian. Just say that, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
You got some Unfocused week you want to lay out for me, man?
Yeah, after I tell you that we're live right now on twitch.tv/Klizzon28, or maybe you're watching the after show, I guess you can say, the recorded show on youtube.com/Unfocused Podcast. And then, yeah, Unfocused week. So I guess before I take a sip of this and find out if it's good or not, I did some stuff. Oh, yeah, so we're back because we didn't do something last week.
And I think,
but we're doing it this week.
We're back this week.
That's right. So I played Among Us. That was what I wanted to
do. Oh, how was it?
It was fun. So Steven and Drew and who else was there? Kay and Kirk.
Kay was there?
Yeah.
Physically?
No. Among Us is online. We played online.
Oh, it's online.
Yeah.
I thought it was a card game for some reason.
No. It's a video game.
Visual. Okay.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I had it for a couple of weeks. And they mentioned they had it. Oh, yeah, Mary was there, too. She was playing. And, yeah, it was, the six of us playing. So the way – do you know how the game works?
Not too much about it, no.
No.
So I thought it was a card game.
It's a murder mystery video game. So you – it's just, your group, whoever's playing, and one map. It's a small map. And it's usually like a spaceship or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And you gotta keep the ship afloat by doing random little tasks. So everyone's given a list of tasks of things to do. But amongst that party, there's one imposter, and that possum is always chosen by random every game. So it could be you, it could be someone else. And so the point of the game is to, be quiet. You're not supposed to talk to each other during the game. And then the imposter is supposed to go around and sabotage people. So they'll throw up, they'll click something in their own little profile that makes an alarm go off somewhere else. So the team has to go over there and deal with it and turn it off somehow before the time runs out. Otherwise, the game's over and the imposter wins. Or the imposter could also kill people. And if the imposter ends up killing everyone, then the imposter wins. Yeah.
Wow.
So the whole point is to make sure the imposter doesn't win by, making sure you set also sabotage alarms, make sure you get him off as soon as possible, and make sure you do all your tasks, before he has a chance to kill everyone and all that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's kind of the whole point of it. And then when someone dies, their body is just laying on the ground there, right? So if someone else walks by and sees it, you get a button that you can push that says report. So then when that happens, the team goes back into the main lobby, and everyone gets to start discussing, okay, who was it? What'd you see? Where were you at? And everyone keeps, go ahead and start blaming each other or whatever. It's kind of just chaos right there.
Turmoil, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Down.
Yeah, and of course, the imposter is also there in the group chat, so he can, defend himself in some way
or incite more arguments, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I was with this dude, but where was that dude at? He was near the body, right? So you can do shit like that, right? That's kind of the point of the game, is just kind of to check the, everyone else there.
Yeah, I miss some Hunter x Hunter shit, man.
And then during those discussions, you can vote to vote someone off, or you can choose not to vote at all, and maybe no one gets thrown off the ship. But if someone gets voted off the ship, they just die and they're out of the game. And if they're an imposter, then then everyone wins, right? So that's kind of how that works. And then if no one votes anyone off, or if someone dies that wasn't the imposter, then the game continues. So you're back to doing your task, and the imposter's out, in the middle of everything again, trying to kill someone and sabotage and all that. And yeah, that's kind of what it is. There's cameras. There's a camera room where you can go watch a video camera, and they have four cameras in different areas of the map. So you can go in there if you want and check out the cameras, see if anyone walks by and kill someone on camera. There's also certain tasks that you can do that have a visual thing to it. So if you watch someone do a task and you see a visual thing happening, then okay, they're actually doing a task. So those are ways to kind of verify, if someone's legit or not. And when I was playing, I wasn't the imposter for a while. But when I was falling the imposter, I didn't know how to play the game. I was like learning as I went, right? And so I finally saw like, oh shit, I'm an imposter. What do I do? And now I have a kill button. I also had a vent button. So apparently there's vents that you can drop into so you can pop up on the other side of a map sometimes.
Wow. To make yourself look like more less guilty and shit like that?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So like you can kill someone, jump in a vent, pop out someone else. Like, no, I was on this side of the room. Like, you know, I wasn't over there.
Dude.
You know, stuff like that.
I don't know if I should tell you, but whatever's happening right now in Hunter x Hunter sounds like this fucking game.
Hunter's back on?
No, the manga.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
The shit that's happening in the manga sounds like this fucking game, bro.
That's crazy.
I don't want to tell you too much more than that.
Interesting.
Yeah, but go on.
Well, yeah. So when I was an imposter, I was like, what the fuck? There's a vent button and I have a kill button now. I was like, okay, I need to kill someone when no one's looking. And then I was like, I walked into a room and someone walked in with me. I was like, okay, I'm going to kill this person, but when do I do it? But then someone else walked in real quick.
Oh, shit.
And it was Steven. Steven walked in real quick and he walked out real quick. And I thought he like walked away far enough. And as the other guy was walking, I killed him right there. And Steve happened to stop right there and turn around and see me do it. And right away, hit the report button. And he's like, yeah, I just saw AJ kill so-and-so right now. I was like, fuck, why'd you turn around?
You're like, no, I didn't.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? You know, and everyone just voted me right away. I was like, damn it, why'd you turn around? Why'd you just keep going where you were going?
What are the odds? He just happened to look back. He knows how this works.
Yeah, and that happened to me a couple of times. But yeah, other than that, I also saw fucking Drew like being the imposter one time, and he killed me. And once you die, you get to be a ghost, so you get to see what's going on. You get to just travel through walls and shit like that.
Creepy.
Yeah. And so once I knew, like, once I saw Drew kill me, I started following him around. And dude, he was just so good on the like, what? No, Steven, I can vet for Steven. He was always like, I can vet for Steven. I saw Steven do this. Steven's good. He's always saying that.
Wow.
I was like, but what about you? You know?
It doesn't matter about him. He's taking the focus off. That's pretty smart.
Yeah. But he was always just like saying random shit, you know. He's like, what? No, I was doing this. And I was like, damn, fucking Drew's good right now.
Damn.
In the background, like, fuck.
Yeah, you can't hate. He's too good at it.
But yeah, no, it was a pretty good time playing that. It was funny too, because Mary was playing on a cell phone. She was playing on mobile. And I guess there was some issue with her screen protector or something where it'll give false pushes sometimes. So anytime she killed someone, the game would automatically report it for her right away. It was like a double click, like back to back. Yeah. So it was anytime Mary killed someone, like we knew right away because like, oh wait, that report was too fast. You know, like,
oh, that sucks. That's a burn.
She fixed it eventually. It was threw everyone off. At least threw me off at some point. But this is a good time though. But yeah, good game to play. I definitely want to play it again. I also been watching like a lot of videos of people just playing the game too. It's kind of hilarious. If you have enough people, you can have two imposters, which is fucking madness. And I was watching some people do that where like they'll have two people in the room and their two imposters are in there and they both just kill them right there. And it's like no one can report anything, so they're just both dead. So it's kind of crazy. But yeah, play some of that. I didn't bring it, but Amazon Prime Day was last week. And I saw the Pokeball Plus for sale for $20. It usually goes for $50.
Pokeball Plus, what's that?
So the Pokeball Plus is a little Pokeball, and it actually it can work as a Joy-Con, but only for Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu. Only for that game. And what you could do with the controller is it's an actual Pokeball with a little joystick in it. You know where the little button is on the Pokeball? That's your joystick right there. Mm-hmm. So you can control the game by walking around with that, and then you have the top of the Pokeball is a little soft, so that's an actual button, and then you can just use it to play Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu or Let's Go Eevee. But it can also connect to Pokemon Go on the mobile, so I can use it to, you know, connect to the game, and you know I can have the phone off, and then Pokeball will vibrate and let me know, hey, there's a Pokemon nearby, and I can click the button and catch it without seeing it and all that. So it does everything like a Pokemon. What's that thing called? A Poke Plus or something like that. Whatever the Pokemon Go thing had, it replaces that pretty much, but except the big-ass Pokeball instead. Also, what it can do, too, is from Let's Go Eevee or Let's Go Pikachu or even from the current Sword and Shield, you can actually put a Pokemon inside of it, and now it's like a Pokemon Walker where you can walk around. It records the steps and all that, too.
Oh, that's dope.
And then you bring it back into the game, and then you get, like, prizes for walking so much and all that. So, yeah, I was fucking around with that. I put, like, a Bulbasaur in it. And also, it will cry, too. So as the Pokemon is in there, you can push a button and stuff, and it'll cry. So you actually hear the Pokemon cry and all that. What's cool, though, is that if you buy it brand new, a Mew is already in it. So then you can connect it to your game and get a free Mew. So that's what I did. I got my free Mew, and then I loaded a Bulbasaur into it, and I walked around for a little bit with it. And then when I connected it back to my Pokemon Sword, it had, like, it collected rare candies and a couple of Pokeballs and some Ultra Balls and, like, Stardust or some shit like that. So you can do stuff like that with it, too. So it was pretty cool. I like the little Pokeball. It looks pretty dope. I want to get a charger for it now, too. They sell these. I think Hori makes these little Pokemon chargers that look like Pokemon Center chargers. So I want to get one of those next. I think that's pretty much it, really, though, that I've done. Of course, the usual Soul Calibur and... Oh, yeah. I played a little bit of Smash Brothers to try out Minecraft Steve.
Oh, God. You like him? I bet you do.
He's not too crazy. He's all right. Nothing special. One thing that's different than other characters is he has a little box that sits off on the side, and that's his little crafting table. So his sword that he has can actually die out after a couple hits. So you have to go back and craft a new one, which just takes like a second. Also, like, he has a pickaxe for other attacks and for mining shit, and that could break too. But again, you can go back to that table and make a new one. So that's a new little mechanic that doesn't exist yet in the game for somebody. And then, of course, you know, I couldn't figure out how to build a block. You know, we saw those videos where he's like building a block in midair to stop his flight and all that. I didn't know how to do that for long. It's just B. It's just neutral B in air. I couldn't figure it out forever. I was like, how do you do this shit? And then I fucking took him to training mode, and I was like, oh, it's just B. Okay. That was simple enough. But yeah, he's all right. I didn't feel like he was broken or anything, at least not yet. And I didn't play anybody that was like cool with him or good with him or anything like that. But I'll look into him some more later on.
All right. Oh, my focus week. I finished The Boys, season 2. That shit was nuts. Really good.
I want to start watching that soon.
Yeah, you should. It's a wild finale. Make sure you're not eating when you watch it. Also,
that sucks.
Yeah. I played a little more of that Spider-Man game, the Spider-Man for PS4. That game's fucking awesome. I really like the design for Shocker that they had in there. And I want to see if they end up putting him in the movie at some point. since he's the Shocker now. You know,
yeah, isn't he already in the game or in the movie?
Yeah, because, you know, but he wasn't really in an outfit. You know, he was just kind of had the things. That's what,
but
I was like,
he kind of had that yellow going on, though, with the
jacket. I want a suit, bro.
You know, the full suit, okay.
I need a fucking Shocker outfit, right? Especially when I saw that one. It looked pretty cool. What else did I do this week? Played some more Splatoon. Keep going back and forth from B+ to A-.
I did play a little bit of Splatoon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. We got a Splatfest coming up soon.
Yeah, I did it like the day before that happened, because I went to actually turn on the game just to see if the shirts were out yet. And I was like, okay, no shirts yet. The next day is when Will texts us like, did you guys get your shirts yet? I was like, fuck, I was just in the game.
All right, did you end up being Trick or Treat?
I haven't chosen yet. I haven't turned the game on since.
The black shirts look cool, so let's just be Trick.
I think he already said Treat though.
Oh, he did say Treat?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck it, let's do Treat.
I'll ask him again though. But
I didn't want to do Trick because I wanted to make that statement. I ain't no Trick, you know. But
that's why he chose Treat.
I know, but the costumes are so cool. The black ones, you know. But okay, fine.
Anyways, I'll ask him right now.
Other thing, I have one more episode of Lovecraft Country to finish. Haven't seen it yet. Kind of waiting on it because I want the series to be over. But I don't even know. I think it's a season finale, not a series finale. So there should be more soon. What else did I do?
I picked this up for $5 at Target the other day.
What's that?
Detective Pikachu.
Oh, nice.
On Blu-ray with DVD and digital code.
My bad.
Which is fucking, like, you don't normally get the full three fucking for $5.
Yeah, no, not for five. Like, no. Hell no.
So I'm like, $5? Fuck it, why not? I don't think I have it. I'm pretty sure I don't.
I think, those are the main thing. Oh, yeah, yeah, I finished that book, Dune. Man, that shit is so fucking good. I was like, I did audiobooks, so I kind of cheated, you know?
Yeah, but it's not cheating.
Right? It's the only way I'm going to finish it, I feel like. Dude, that shit's fucking amazing. And as I was listening to it, like, I just saw how everybody got everything from fucking Dune. Like, Star Wars, Star Trek, Terminator, The Matrix, Game of Thrones.
Damn.
Like, you're just reading, you're like, that sounds like some fucking Game of Thrones shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and then you're like, okay, this shit's way older than Game of Thrones. So clearly people are a fan of this. Yeah, it's
So I asked Wag, so Treat, right? He's like, yeah, T said he ain't no Trick.
Wow, he even responded. At least he knows. You know, at least he knows.
Cuckoo said, sadly, the sequels aren't as good.
Of what?
Of Dune, I suppose, because that's what you're talking
about. Oh, yeah, I don't think they can be. I think the first one, appreciate your chime in there, Cuckoos. I think the Legendary one is the first one, you know? Like, the other ones are good, I guess, but not as, like, they don't hit home like the first one. The first one was blowing my mind, like, every chapter. and like good surprises, man. Good like good twist that you just wouldn't see coming.
What a twist!
It felt like an anime, but Middle Eastern influence instead of Japanese influence. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it felt like when I was like checking it out the whole time, and they're just throwing random Arabic in there, and you're like,
whoa.
You don't know what it means, but you're like, oh, okay, I guess I know what this means. You know, like, the way they say it, you're like, okay, I get what they're talking about.
He's
like,
mad at him.
Yeah, like he's
gonna kill him right now.
He doesn't want to be called that.
Yeah,
for sure.
He didn't like that for sure.
Yeah, yeah, they'll throw in random Arabic phrases and like statements and like not statements, but like you know, just the way you know you watch an anime, and instead of calling it a lunch, a box lunch, they'll call it a bento. You know, stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah, so Dune was really cool. Can't wait to see the book tends to skip the fight scenes that are really dope sounding. They describe the one-on-one fights like really well, like Kenshin shit,
but it's like, and then they had a battle and it was
epic
and then
that's the end
that's
of it. Yeah, exactly. Like, and they tell you like, or they tell you two groups are about to clash, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the next chapter, like, okay, some of these group's members are cleaning their blades. You're like, oh, shit,
after
okay.
2 hours of fighting.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So I was like, okay. That's why I think this movie is going to be even more appealing, too, because
They'll probably put some details into that shit.
Well, already hopefully. From the trailer, they're showing it. Like, from the trailer, they're already showing all the shit they're not showing you in the book. And it's like, oh, okay, dope. Like, it's kind of what I imagined in my head. But
yeah.
Yeah, so I really like Dune. What else did I check out? I haven't seen the anime.
They're cleaning their blades, huh? Shit.
Yeah, man, it's bad. Fools use knives and swords in Dune, bro. Damn. Even though it's in the future, like, because, like...
Oh, it's the future? Oh, shit.
Bro, it takes place in what was it? The year 10,050.
That's in the past. Oh, 10,000.
Right? Yeah, 10,000. AD.
Okay.
Yeah, it takes place in 10,050, and it's like...
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you too much. I'm not going to go... I'll tell you more later afterwards, but I don't want to spend forever talking about it. Other things, you know, I saw this cool thing that's not news. I probably should have made it news, but I saw this cool Marvel Coach crossover thing they're doing. Like, you know, Coach bags.
Kuka said it's crazy. There are 10,000 years in the future, and they still speak Arabic.
Right. Exactly. They still speak. You know, it's pretty crazy. It's old-ass language. It's older than English. Right. Yeah. I guess that's the main stuff of my Unfocus Week. Splatoon. Spider-Man. The boys watched that. Yeah, I guess that's about it.
Yeah, it's
about I finished Superman. Superman, the Red Sun.
Oh, cool!
I finished it. It was really fucking good. There's an animated movie out for it. You guys should probably check it out. I'm probably gonna check it out soon.
Do you have it on that shit in that big ass box?
No, but I have it digitally. You can use my thing. I'll give it to you afterwards because I do have it.
Digitally. I want to see. I'm just asking. It's for the future.
Well, all right. Yeah. That being said, let's jump into some. Wait, before that.
Oh, yeah, Twitter, AdamFocus28.
Yes, also Apple Music. You can get
Apple
us. Apple Podcasts. Like us, comment, subscribe, all that.
Google Podcasts.
Tell your friends.
Stitcher, we're actually out on Stitcher. I actually went ahead and did it just because. And various other platforms, I believe. Collision28.com to find out where else. And you can email us.
Yeah, unfocuspodcast@gmail.com. You know, if you have things you want to tell us about last week's episode or things you want us to talk about in the future, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. And Instagram at Unfocus Podcasts on Instagram too. I think that's everything. I think it's this one, right?
Okay.
This is the news.
Let's do it.
The news.
Yeah.
What? All right. You want to kick it off, or should I?
I'll start it off just because we already mentioned it. Splatfest. Another Splatfest is coming on. I think they said there was going to be two more. And I don't think we ever knew what the other one was aside from the, isn't there like a Mario one coming up? The mushroom versus the star?
Wait, what?
That hasn't happened yet.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to happen like in January.
Oh, shit. I didn't
so
know.
Before that happens, we're getting a Halloween one, which we had about 2 years ago in 2018. So it's going to be Trick versus Treat.
We did have that one. Yes, right.
We've had it already. Yeah. And on that one, who won? Treat one last time.
Okay.
And we're doing Treat again. Cool. All right. I'm not sure what we chose last time.
I think
actually.
We were Trick last time.
Probably.
Maybe we're switching it up this time.
So. I don't know where we were last time. But
I think we were Trick.
We were definitely something, though.
That's true.
And this time, we're definitely something as well. Maybe something else.
You guess you'll have to find out next week's episode of Unfocused.
And actually, next week is when it starts, the Splatfest, on October 30th. And it goes through until November 1st, so about 2 days. So next Friday it starts at around 2 p.m. Pacific, so during the day. And it'll last all through Sunday, until Sunday night, I'm guessing, of next weekend. So okay. Go look out for that. If you want to support Collision 28 and the Focus Podcast, you're going to use Team Treat, and you're going to kick ass.
Kick ass with us.
That's right.
All right.
And maybe if I can, I'll try to cast some of it, too. I haven't done that in a while, but I want to try that again.
All right. AJ, so check this out. Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing.
I don't know if you knew about this or if you remember, but we talked about this maybe a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we definitely mentioned something about it.
And I was mad because what's going on is...
Why are you mad, bro?
You know, I'm about to tell you why I'm mad. Okay. CW basically was adopting Swamp Thing.
Adopting?
And the reason this is a problem is Swamp Thing was canceled before it was finished. Mm-hmm. Remember, there was one episode left, and they didn't make the last episode, and they just canceled it, and they put it out.
Whack.
And the set got destroyed, so they were like, okay, there's no way it's coming back, because usually that's the nail in the coffin.
How did it get destroyed?
I forget. Maybe someone else started working there. Like
they tore it down?
Yeah.
It wasn't like an earthquake or a fire or something.
No.
Right?
Yeah, it wasn't something unnatural. It was like somebody took it down, I think.
Okay.
And so, for most TV shows, that's usually the nail in the coffin.
In California, you assume disasters are earthquakes and fires.
And dicks.
and other states, it's like, oh, was it a tornado or... Anyways.
Mm. But yeah. So the Swamp Thing got canceled early.
It was good.
Set got taken down. I'm glad you like it. Got a kick to it, huh?
Yeah, that sour oof.
And
I think I overdid the sourness.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Made too many limes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Swamp Thing was canceled prematurely. They had no interest in bringing it back because the set was gone. It'd be too expensive to get the sets back, and people were pissed. And I wasn't even gonna watch the fucking show because I'm not gonna be left on a cliffhanger that's not gonna get finished. But, they started... Oh, this is the other thing I was bitching about. So CW took the show and decided they were going to air it because they had nothing else to air. They don't have any... Nothing's been filming, so they don't have any shows to be pumping out and shit. So they took Stargirl and they took Swamp Thing from the DC streaming service and put them on CW. Guess what? Show's popular. Everyone fucking loves it. Now they're talking about resurrecting Swamp Thing somehow, season 2. And I'm like, you motherfuckers. People were already fighting for this, and you didn't want to do it. I'm like, I'm kind of happy. It's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. It's a good thing.
Now, are they going to, take what they had already and just resurrect that, or are they going to start from scratch?
I think they're going to have to rebuild. They're probably going to rebuild the sets and everything.
I mean, that's fine, yeah, but are they going to reuse all the other assets they already recorded and everything? And
no, they've already used that all, because that's all done. Like, the first season's out already.
Okay.
Yeah, so they would have to, start over and continue with the same people and everything, yeah. So now they're talking about maybe doing that. And HBO's interested. They would put it on HBO Max first, then they would filter it to CW for a cut down, more PG version, just like what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this is awesome. It's kind of lame that it had to go to CW for this to happen. And when people are already saying the show was great, they should have just shipped it to other streaming services. That way people would have watched it, But yeah, so I guess Swamp Thing might be coming back. It's technically good news. I'm just I hate when CW keeps winning like this.
DC is just weird.
Yeah,
I guess CW is to blame too, huh?
For in the TV show department, yes, but yeah, is what it is. But yeah, so we'll see if HBO Max takes it.
All right,
AJ.
Microsoft is planning some shit as they normally do. So weeks ago, we talked about how Amazon was working with Apple to get their future streaming gaming service on iOS. Through a web browser, right?
Mm-hmm.
Luna, which actually is, I think it's out now, but only by invite. If anyone gets an invite, I guess maybe let us know. I don't know if I care that much or not. But anyways, so that's how Amazon got around it and how they're going to bring it to mobile platforms is through a web browser rather than an app. Because, Apple has all these restrictions about how they, can access other files through apps and all that stuff. So I guess after hearing that, Microsoft had a meeting with Phil Spencer there, the guy at the head of Xbox there at Microsoft. And he was telling the employees at this meeting that Xbox Game Pass will be on iOS next year in 2021.
Wow, really?
Yeah, through web browsing, of course.
What?
Yeah, because they were trying to do an app. And of course, getting around Apple's restrictions and all that, they couldn't figure it out either.
A damn shame.
The web browser is the way to do it. So they're like, all right, we're going to do it by web browsing.
Web browsing is becoming more interactive anyway. Have you been seeing that Wizard of Oz thing you can do on Google?
I have not.
Check it out, guys. I'll tell you this real quick. Breaking news. If you Google If you Google Wizard of Oz, then click the red shoes that appear, and then click the tornado that appears in place of it.
Ooh.
Kind of cool.
Okay.
Check it out. Email us if you got it. If you, what you think about what happens. I'll show you after the podcast, AJ.
Yeah. Oh, I think I mentioned it last episode too, but Flash is dead. And that's a thing because of mobile. Because Apple was the first, when the iPhone came out, it was like, yeah, we're not supporting Flash.
Wait, Flash is like dead, dead?
Yeah. Well, by the end of the year, it'd be dead for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. Flash has slowly been dying.
You know what? That explains things because, you know, I use my old ass iPhone or to watch anime on my fucking Apple TV, and I'll stream Kiss Anime, and it's been having a really hard time with the fucking Flash players. A really hard time. Like, I can almost not even get it to work most of the time.
Yeah, because...
That's right, because they're doing it on purpose, right?
But possibly, yeah. Everything's dying out. Even the web browsers, like my Google Chrome and shit like that recently, Firefox recently, I'll tell me, like, yeah, pretty soon we're not going to be supporting Flash, you know, so, you know, do what you got to do to, you know, separate yourself from it.
What's the alternative?
Nothing. HTML5, I guess, would be what it is.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Because Flash just has too many security bugs that have never been able to get fixed. And every time they patch one up, a couple more pop open.
That's very true.
So it's just a constant chase of bugs and all that.
That's very true.
And so that's why it never, like, caught on. That's why Apple said they weren't going to support it. And because Apple didn't support it, like, you know, that's another reason why it's kind of dying out. But yeah, a lot of things over the last, like, 10 years have slowly been moving away from Flash. I think Adobe themselves even announced a couple of years ago, like, yeah, we're going to kill off Flash in a couple of years. So, yeah, that day is finally coming at the end of the year, in December. But I don't know why that came up. It had something to do with streaming. I don't remember. I don't know where I was going with that. But, yeah, that's news. You heard it here first.
All right, you heard it here first.
I don't know where I was going with that. All right. Anyways.
Okay. In Japan, movies are being released still, and Demon Slayer, a very popular anime which was supposed to have a movie right around summer that didn't happen, finally released. Guess what? It smashed a lot of the box office records in Japan. I think it's probably because of a buildup of people not getting to go to theaters for a long time.
True.
Everybody went. With Demon Slayer, it beat Frozen 2 in sales.
Okay.
So I was like, that's a pretty big deal for Japan because they love their fucking Disney movies too.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so Demon Slayer's on fire over there right now. Also, recently, I'm sure it has something to do with it, Demon Slayer got greenlit for season 2. People have been asking for about a year, like, yo, when the fuck are we getting Demon Slayer season 2? The creator hasn't said anything. The anime studio wouldn't say anything. So everyone's like wondering if it was going to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got a green light. We are going to get Demon Slayer season 2.
That's cool.
It's going to be late next year. Yeah, so that shit's kicking ass.
Nice.
Eventually, we'll get it here in the North American box office, but probably whenever theaters open again. So, AJ?
I don't know anything about Demon Slayer.
It's cool, man. It's like the new Inuyasha, but not boring. Like, it's pretty cool, man.
Is that the Inuyasha's kid anime thing, right?
No. Okay. That's different.
Okay.
They made that because Demon Slayer is so popular right now.
Oh, I think we talked about this
They were like, it's our chance, yeah. You know, to bring back Inuyasha. Demon Slayer is dope, man. It's got a lot of the things that you like in an anime. A lot of sword practice and sword fighting.
I like a good sword fight.
The guy... Yeah, you would. No. The guy has this cool... The coolest thing I like is the guy's fighting style. It's called water breathing. And when he slashes his sword, there's this fucking cool-ass art style, like, waves crashing behind his blade. Every time he swings, that shit looks so dope. You would love it, dude. Demon Slayer's cool. Yeah, after the podcast, I'll show you a little clip of it or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Demon Slayer is the shit, man. Really good shit. The whole season's already out. It's on Hulu? You can watch the whole first season if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You're going to like it a lot.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. It's like a mixture what is it? Bleach and the other one I said. What was the other one I said?
Inuyasha?
Inuyasha, yeah. Because they're slaying demons and shit, but in the old times. In the feudal era, you know?
Right, yeah.
And they're part of a demon slaying corps.
Ah, I see.
But in the old times. So they use swords, you know? Because it's the old times. AJ?
All right. Not in old times. Microsoft is making a deal with GameStop. They're gonna share some money with GameStop.
They're gonna save them?
I guess that's what they're trying to do.
Dude, GameStop is the new Blockbuster. They just keep dodging bullets.
So what Microsoft is gonna do is allow GameStop to get a cut of every digital purchase that GameStop sells of a Microsoft digital content, like DLC or games or even subscriptions and all that. So why they're doing this, I have no clue. But I guess GameStop might last a little bit longer, and who knows, this might help them. I can see them becoming like a Microsoft focus store now, though, if this happens.
Yeah.
Like, if you walk into the store and buy something for, like, PS5, like, wait, but don't you want to buy it on, you know, the Xbox, you know, digitally? So I hope they don't start pushing it like that, because that's going to suck.
That would suck.
But then who would want to go to a store to buy something digitally when you could just buy it through your console, most likely, you know? So, like, is this really going to help them?
Yeah, I don't know. Especially now that all this shit's going on, people are going to probably want to avoid doing that as much
as
possible.
Exactly. Like, going into a store. Unless they do it, like, online, like, through GameStop.com or some shit. But, again, why would you not just do it straight through your console or through, you know, Xbox's store for stuff like that? Unless they're doing discounts or something at a GameStop. Like, oh, this game is actually on sale at GameStop, you know? Like how are they actually going to make money off of this? So yeah. That's what I'm kind of worried about when talking about this. Mm. Other than that, okay, yeah, just do you, GameStop. I hope it helps. GameStop continues to limp along like some undead thing that needs to be put down, says Cuckoos. Damn. That sucks. Yeah, they kind of are, though. Maybe for Halloween, you want to be a zombie, GameStop zombie, you know? That could be a thing. That's kind of scary. All right, what you got?
So... if you want to, actually, I got a picture for it. Did you know there's Atari hotels?
Yeah, we talked about these a while ago.
Yeah, well, I guess they're going to be finally going to take the chance to expand. They had the first one in Vegas, yeah. Right? Now they're going to
get... I'm not sure if it's open yet, though.
Yeah, well, whether they're open or not, well, I'll be sure about whether they are or not. But they're expanding. There's going to be one in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
They're working on that now. And then there's going to be another one in Austin, Chicago, Denver, San Francisco...
Seattle, San Jose.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this one of your news?
No, it's right here.
Oh, okay, yeah, thank you.
But this is actually from January, though.
Yeah. I have a little bit more about it. I guess they're just moving forward with the innovations of the interior look and how it's really video game forward looking on the inside. It looks like they got like Pac-Man shit like fucking everywhere in the designs on the inside, too.
That's cool. Yeah, I heard that they might, because Atari was supposed to be coming with some type of console pretty soon, I think. And they were saying that maybe they'll put one of those in every room at these hotels.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's exactly what they're talking about. Yeah, they're trying to make their own. They're having a new console, and it's going to be available. And they're also going to have restaurants and nightclubs, too.
Yeah, Cuckoo's actually brought up that exact thing. You think the new Atari console will be any good? I hear they're like Stadia or Luna. I can't remember what I heard about them. It's been a while since I've heard about it. But I remember I was on top of that a few months ago. I don't remember anything about it now. Also, we're talking about, I remember last time we brought this up, though, that we're talking about, like, all right, you think the shit like EVO will want to, like, have their tournaments here now? You know, because it's a gaming hotel.
They are saying it's their branding for esports.
Yeah.
That was another thing they were talking about. They do want to attract esport crowds.
So is the first one already open?
I don't think it is.
Is it open yet?
Yeah, if it is, I would imagine it's failing because of all this shit.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, this was a bad time to start anything new.
Yeah. No, they're not. Service. They're not, because you know they're still on this news that I have. They're sharing new designs, so I think it's not done yet.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Holy shit! I wish I could find pictures of this.
That looks. What was that at? That looks like Seattle or something.
Yeah. I guess that's that location. They have pictures of a few of the.
Unless
locations.
It's just a mock.
Maybe. But yeah, I'll look a little more into it and try to come up with some more pictures for it.
Yeah.
But AJ?
All right. Another news. Oh, wait, that's your news. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know about this. So Joy-Cons. The Nintendo Joy-Cons, the things that have been giving us some drift issues and all that, that Nintendo is saying is not a true thing.
Yeah.
Apparently in Japan, they're going to be dropping the prices on these. So right now for a single Joy-Con, not a pair, just a single one, it's about 4,480 yen.
So 45 bucks?
About 40 something bucks. Yeah, something like that. And they're dropping it right now to 3,740 yen. Oh, 3,740 yen. So they're dropping it like maybe what, like 10 bucks or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, almost 10 bucks.
Yeah, like 5 or 10 bucks. And then I guess together as a pair, I actually did the calculation of this. So a pair would be like $80. Actually, that's what it was normally, $80. And I went to go check Amazon today just to see if they already like start dropping prices here in America. And Amazon had them for $70, would be the equivalent of the drop that we've seen right now, which is $5 actually per single Joy-Con. So a pair would be $10 off in total. So I think that's already happening already here in America. At least Amazon is doing it. But yeah, if you want to get a Joy-Con and you've been holding out because they're so expensive, or they're going to be $10 cheaper pretty soon. And it looks like they already are $10 cheaper over and on Amazon right now. Okay. And that's for like all the colors and all that too. So, but I haven't heard any announcements that they're going to drop prices everywhere. It was just Japan that they announced it for first. But okay. Amazon's doing it though.
They would. Those guys are taking money advantages these days.
Yeah.
All right. I think I might need my segment for this one, AJ.
Oh, all right. Go for it.
I can do it myself.
Yeah.
Dick moves. Dick moves. You made me sick.
Should we put 2020 in this opening now?
Just in general, just 2020?
Yeah, because, I mean, 2020 pretty much did a dick move.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just by existing.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe we should just call it a void year. When this year's over and be like, no, this is 2020, and just act like this didn't happen, you know? NBA 2K1. I'm sure you can imagine a lot of people are looking forward to this with the hype of the basketball season that just passed and, you know, being stuck inside.
Lakers!
Getting to play this game. Yeah, you know, people probably be pretty hyped about this.
Yeah.
You know why people are really mad about this?
Are they not going to do one?
No, they're doing it. It's already out, actually. People have played it already.
Oh, okay.
You know why people are mad? It's not the gameplay. It's not the game itself at all.
Kobe's not in it.
You ready for this? Unskippable ads.
Oh, wow.
During the loading. And there's and that goes across for all three versions. Xbox, PlayStation, and computer.
Oh, wow.
$70 a game, which is the whole thing people are mad about, that it costs the same as other games, yet it has ads.
It has ads in it.
People don't like that shit. It's kind of tearing the video game community up right now. Everyone's pretty pissed. You know, people like to play their fucking sports games that are not us, you know?
You know, if it's during a loading screen, like, I don't think I would care too much. But if it's going out of its way to put it there and make me wait and look at it, when it could have been already loaded, that's what I'm going to be upset over it.
It was probably a little bit of that, but would you really want to hear that shit talking?
Is it talking to me? Is that just a picture?
No, it's an ad, bro.
It's like, oh, like a video ad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sucks.
Unskippable. You cannot skip these ads.
They better not be like 15 seconds long or some shit either, because it don't take that long to load games.
I don't play sports games.
Yeah,
so
I don't know either.
The fact that people are bitching about it at this level right now, like, it's wild, man. Like, I don't think it's a short one.
Well, they better fix it. Who? 2K. 2K is.
Wow.
Oh, it's like the same group that fucking GTA, huh?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Yeah, that GTA money. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't get it, bro. People are not happy about that shit.
Wow. Okay, maybe it's an NBA shit. I don't know. There's got to be some balance. Like, there's got to be a reason they're doing this to like compensate for something else that was like might have been more expensive. But the game's already $70, so like, what the fuck? I don't know. But yeah, definitely worthy of a dick move.
It's specifically for the Oculus Quest 2.
Huh.
The whatever ad that you can't skip, so.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Wait, it's specific? Oh, like,
it's about the Oculus Quest 2.
The ad is for the Oculus Quest?
Yeah.
That's weird. Why?
Wow, I don't know. I'm just here to give you the news, bro. I don't know what else to tell you.
That's weird. Yeah. All right, but I guess that's good. I'm not that mad at it, as long as it wasn't telling about like some freaking makeup products or shit.
You're not mad at it because it's not happening in Super Smash Brothers
yet. No, I don't think it will happen.
No, but you know, if it did, you'd be pissed.
I don't know. Again,
if you're getting Mario Maker commercial every time, like the same Mario Maker commercial,
if it's the same one over and over again, yeah
I'd be yeah, like, it would suck, you know?
It's like, I already know this. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. So. I don't know. But yeah, AJ, news?
All right. Speaking of rain... Oh, no, I'm not getting there yet. My bad. I went ahead of myself. Speaking of video games, So recently we had a new game drop, right? The new Super Mario 3D All-Stars, right? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? Just like many games nowadays, does not come with a manual. However, there's still a little spot in it for a manual, right? Like they have those little clippies inside of it where something
where
could
a manual
be.
Would be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, somebody in the UK has actually made a manual for this game.
Oh, that's funny.
I can't expand this. Oh, it's sold out. It's already sold out, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn.
Item details here. Let's see. But this dude in the UK who goes by Rowan Fox Noble, he crafted his own Super Mario 3D All-Stars. And you can buy one on Etsy when they're back in stock if you want to make any more. They're about $17. His store name or his username on Etsy is MBPUK, like Michael, Brian, Paul, UK.
Oh, wow.
It's 44 pages long, and it's in color, full color, from back to, you know, from cover to cover. And throughout the thing, it has, like, little sections for every game. So for Mario 64, for Sunshine, and for Galaxy. Also within it, it provides a soundtrack list. And it also has, like, the controller schemes for every game inside the manual. Also, it tells you, like, what each power-up does in each game. And also, it has a checklist for all the stars that you got to collect.
Oh, that's sick.
So you can check them off as you collect them and all that, too.
A
actually,
star checklist.
We can even, like, flip through it right here, too. This is where it's supposed to sit, right above the cartridge. Look, check this out. It even has a Mario 35-year anniversary thing on one side right there.
He went all the way, huh?
Yeah. Once I saw that right there, that inside cover, I was like, well, okay, this just looks like official.
You know what got official to me? Go back.
Oh, which one?
Is when he had the, go back one more, I guess, the cover of it. When the three logos of the three different systems.
Oh, okay, that's
at
pretty
the bottom,
cool.
I was like, oh shit, that's very Nintendo.
that's true, right?
Something they would do, you know?
They would do that. Yeah, check this out. It just looks pretty clean.
It looks very official.
Yeah, it does look official. Even has a GameCube logo right there in the corner. Man, I wonder how long it takes for this guy to get fucking DMCA'd or something. Yeah, it looks pretty dope. There's your pictures of it. Like, it even has this little cool little picture of all the fucking stars around Rosalina right there and all that. So, yeah, if you have the game and you want to make it more of a collector's item, you know, I'll say get one of these because this looks pretty dope. Like, if it was a game that I own and that I really, like, was into, I would probably get one of these for sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But, yeah, look them up. Looks pretty dope. If you're interested, check it out.
Should I do one more piece of news and then we'll do the toy box?
Oh, yeah. So Wags's thing is from like 2 weeks ago because 2 weeks ago we were having internet issues where we couldn't download shit. And then we didn't have a show last week. So it might be a little old, but we'll do it.
All right. Do we have a one for this week?
No, he isn't giving me anything new.
Okay, fuck it. Yeah, we'll play the last one.
Yeah.
So I'll do one more piece of news first. You ever...
He's texting me about new shit, though.
You ever seen the movie Willow?
No.
It's this sci-fi, like, fantasy... It's more like fantasy movie, you know, a sword and magic kind of thing from, like, the 80s.
Okay.
It's done by George Lucas, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's pretty crazy. It had some cool body transformation stuff and, like, monsters to slay and, like, an evil queen and all that shit. So, yeah, it's kind of like a cult classic. It's not a great movie.
Sounds like it.
But it's coming back. Disney Plus has announced that they're going to make it again. Continue it or, you know, do more with
it. So it's getting a bit of a sequel or something?
I guess so, yeah. They're kind of unclear about what it really is specifically. But the main thing is that, yeah, it will be more Willow. And they do have the main actor, Warwick Davis, who's also the dwarf who plays Wicket in Return of the Jedi. He's in the little suit. You know, the Ewok with the orange hood on his head.
Okay.
He's the guy in that suit, too.
What?
He's this guy. He's like a dwarf.
Oh,
yeah. And the Ewok suits in Return of the Jedi, those are little dwarfs.
What the fuck? Yeah. I had no idea. I thought there were actual Ewoks they fucking flew in from
the
planet.
No, you didn't.
What's the name of the planet?
Yeah. So, Ron Howard will be making this movie as well. And, it's crazy that Warwick Davis is going to be coming back. I don't know what that means. If he's still going to be Willow, if it's a continuation and he's still going to be Willow, or if it's a reboot and he's going to be playing like an old man or something. I don't know. I don't know how old he looks. But, I found that really interesting. To anyone who likes the old school, like, you know, magic and sword stuff, you should check it out. And Willow is available now on Disney Plus. You can check it out anytime. The graphics, the effects hold up on it. The music is annoying as fuck. They have like the same theme song for like
Usually that like puppet shit like always holds up like even years later. Most of it.
It's not a puppet thing though, actually. No, it's all live action and shit. Like it's people and
like I mean that's what I mean, like costumes and like puppetry, and all that.
Henson, I see what you mean. Yeah, those do hold up really well for the look of it, huh?
Yeah. Like even like the first Turtles, I still feels like
it holds up great. Yeah, I really like that. All right, let's jump into the toy box.
All right, let's do this.
That's what we say every time.
All right, yeah, actually, I like that. Where's the wax button? Oh, there it is.
Hey guys, welcome back to another weekly roundup of the toy news. So first piece of news,
I was gonna cut that.
Super Impulse, the company that makes the world's tiniest and the tiny arcade stuff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Super Tiniest figures are finally available and in stock. If you order from Big Bag Toy Store, they are a set of four. About less than 1.5 inches with three points of articulation.
Oh no, they were bigger than that. Oh, it's on the keychain. Look.
That size.
Oh, okay. I had the actual one. You know, ones are like this big.
And they also come with a weapon and a stand, and they come inside a resealable blister pack. I think there's a keychain on
there. How are you going to take
them out of that? So you can
hang that somewhere. It's resealable.
Is the price
That's what I'm saying. How are you going to take them out of that?
You can buy the set of four, or you can buy them individually.
The package.
$6.99 each.
Within a package.
$5.99 each, depending on where you go, which I think is absolutely absurd. That's way too much for the size. These things look like 99-cent figures. These look like the things you'd get in a little bubble in one of those quarter machines. Mm-hmm. Cool looking, but not for me. They're also, and this is the mind-blowing thing, they're also in their tiny arcade line making well they've made a bunch of
he needs an unfocused
already,
sticker on his laptop
like Mappy, Pac-Man, little Galaga but this is the crazy thing, they have it on pre-order right now, it's coming out October, the TMNT tiny arcade for $20, and it is a working arcade machine. It's 4x3x2 inches, so it's incredibly tiny. It's the full game. They managed to fit the entire Ninja Turtle arcade game inside this tiny arcade. And it has, it has only one joystick and two buttons, so you can only play one player. But you can select any of the four turtles. I don't know how they did it. The crazy thing is that the top part, the marquee, actually lights up like a real arcade. The graphics
that thing looks dope.
Look the same, but it is kind of choppy. But
frame rate
that, I mean,
issues.
That's insane that they managed to squeeze that. Not only did they do that with Ninja Turtles, they actually did that with Tomb Raider. So the original Tomb Raider is actually on one of these super tiny
arcades.
That's
weird. They have a Pac-Man one, I think.
Moving on to NECA Ninja Turtle. I know a lot of Ninja Turtle stuff. NECA Ninja Turtle, the next two-pack for the animated series has been revealed, and it is Master Splinter and Baxter Stockman. This is a more animation-accurate Baxter Stockman. And these guys come with a ton of accessories. And actually, Master Splinter comes with a fabric robe. But unfortunately, these things are Target exclusives, like all the other ones. Which means that it'll be impossible to get. Honestly, in the entire time that they've been releasing animated turtle figures, I have only seen one 2-pack. And it was the Foot Soldiers, and that was like earlier this year. But I have never seen them in store. I really wanted the original four turtles, but... good luck with that. So it's going to be tough to find for a lot of people. Hopefully they do the pre-order to be made thing again, because that would really help out a lot of people. It's insane how these things you just never see them. Dead by Daylight is getting into the action figure business finally. If you don't know what Dead by Daylight is, it is a video game that's been going strong for 4 years now at this point. It is a game where it's five people. And one person controls the killer, and the other four control survivors. It plays very similar to Friday the 13th, if you ever played that. And as the killer, your job is to obviously kill the survivors. And as the survivors, you have to survive. You have to escape. You have to get the heck out of there. A very fun game. I prefer Friday the 13th over Dead by Daylight. Gameplay-wise, it's a lot better. But people stop playing that game. And plus, there's a lot more support for Dead by Daylight and tons of licensed killers. You have Michael Myers, Freddy Krueger, Leatherface, Ghostface, who has a weird redesign in this game. The Jigsaw Pig guy.
Like
thing.
Ghostface Killer?
That's what I was going to say. Even Ash from Evil Dead, which is amazing. So it's a really fun game, and they're finally making some action figures. They had some Nendoroid figures in the past, or I think they just had one. But now we have a full-on action figure, and it's made by Figma, the Good Smile company. It is the Trapper. Obviously, you have to start with the Trapper, because that's the guy you put on your cover. So it's about 6 inches tall, over 6 inches tall. It comes with only one interchangeable head mask, and it's the unmasked face. It has one cleaver and only one bear trap, and part of a meat hook, which in the game, the hooks are used to hang the survivors off of till they bleed out and get abducted by an entity of some sort. And sadly, only comes with one bear trap. I mean, the Trapper is known to lay traps all over the map. In the game, he can carry up to 3 traps. He should have at least 3 traps. And these traps should be spring-loaded. But no, these are just... The one trap he gets is just like a soft plastic trap.
He's not happy with this. No spring-loaded
closing mechanism, nothing like that. And the meat hook. The hook itself, you get a piece of the hook. You don't even get the whole hook, which is crazy. For $85, you need to give me a lot more than what you're offering. And the whole head thing, too. There are so many masks that the Trapper wears, in addition to weapons and you know, pajamas or overalls or whatever the fuck he wears. You could have easily done 3 or 4 heads. I mean, I want 4 freaking masks. I want 4 different cleavers. I want 3 traps. And I want a complete hook. This is garbage. I would have preferred this license to go to either NECA or McFarlane. Sure, they would have been a little bit taller with McFarlane. But you know what? They would give you the right amount of accessories. They'd give you, I mean, maybe not extra hands, but they would give you tons of accessories. You go look at some of the NECA horror stuff out there, and they have like all sorts of extra goodies that you wouldn't get anywhere else. So again, I think it's very overpriced for what it is, and it's going to be a pass for me, but for Dead by Daylight fans, go for it. If they do the Doctor, though, I might be tempted, because the Doctor is the character I play, and he's super creepy, and with him it's easy. Just give him like 3 or 4 different heads, give him 2 or 3 different weapons, and give him an electric shock effect. Because that's what he does. He shocks people. And give him a whole hook. Or a locker. A locker would be great. Anyways. Excited when I heard it. And I was disappointed when I read about it. Before we go, let me show you
damn. Something
cool that I just picked up. So I got this.
He's impressed but not amazed.
Mail a couple for sure. Days ago. This is the Hugh Jackman Logan figure.
Doesn't look like him.
And that was a Hasbro Pulse exclusive. I was very lucky. I did sign up for the membership, though, so I wouldn't miss out. And this guy looks so much like Hugh Jackman. I mean, this head looks okay, but the other head looks amazing. And he comes with bloody claws. Look at that. That is gorgeous. So that's super cool. I'm super in love with it. So now, so this completes my Hugh Jackman
collection.
Which, hey, Grimlock, you little shithead. Which they only just started releasing this
Grimlock.
Year because Fox got the license.
I thought that was the head sculpt, the bad guys in Star Wars,
just like Hugh Jackman. And we got Wolverine Origins over on the left. We have the Logan movie, and I think this is the Wolverine, but I could be wrong. I don't remember what movie he had the bone claws in. It also came with a Professor Xavier figure.
What is he doing standing up?
No, Grimlock.
Wow. He's like asking the same thing.
Grimlock is not a fan of Professor X.
He's just swiping everything out of my hand.
He must know all his shady ways.
Amazing Reaction Army of Darkness figure for my birthday. And it has, I mean, you can see it right there. It has Bruce Campbell's signature.
That's crazy.
My fiance knows someone that worked on the movie who knows the actor. And they emailed each other, and she sent it to him. And he actually went out of his way to package it, mail it over. It's insane. This is like the greatest gift I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like my favorite actor. You know, the funny thing is, though, she asked me what figure I wanted, and I sent her the link to all the figures, and I assumed, you know, she knows my favorite is Ash with the Chainsaw. This is the wrong figure. She bought the wrong figure.
Wow.
But it's still signed, so that's something. That's still a pretty good gift.
That's a damn good gift.
Chainsaw Ash. That's the one I asked for, and she confused it with Medieval Ash. But, hey, you know, it's still an amazing gift. It's great, great try, honey.
That's pretty cool. May I say the video of his is very well edited. Is that you or not?
Me at all, actually.
That's a very well edited video. Yeah.
That one could have been edited a little bit better here.
I mean, it had moments, but I mean, like, moments. For what I didn't know he was that good at.
Yeah, no, after like the first or second video, he started editing it himself. And so that's what's giving me time to not even worry about it. I'm just going to play it now. Like, that's almost the first time I've seen that video right now. Huh. And I've had it for 2 weeks. Actually, no, that's not true. I just downloaded it this morning. Anyways, yeah. You know what? You're just mentioning 3D printers, and he was also complaining about accessories for action figures, right? And that's been one of the main things I've been wanting to do is make accessories for action figures.
Yeah, you can do that with a 3D printer. Yeah.
Carla and I have a list. She has a list going of stuff that we want to do with the 3D printer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoa. So it's been something
we've been talking about for a while.
I'm going to get it for you guys.
Anyways, moving on.
All right. Wait, before we move on.
Okay.
Because it's not really news. It's more of like cancellation of news. So there's one news we gave that actually was false. Ooh. And I'm not mad at myself because everybody thought it was true.
Oh,
and
no.
And it turns out it's not true. Yeah, you probably already know, huh?
I have a fear.
Tatiana Maslany.
Is that the She-Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She said it's not. She said no. She said she has not heard any confirmation of this. Marvel has not told her anything of this. Like, her agent hasn't said anything, and she like has not had any serious talks about doing Marvel stuff.
So where'd that come from then?
She doesn't know. Oh. Even Mark Ruffalo had congratulated her on joining the Hulk family.
He killed it.
So we thought it was like for sure. Marvel has yet to make a comment on any of this.
Damn.
So nobody. I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going on here, bro. That was a weird one. It looked pretty official. Like, Vanity was talking about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, fucking Mark Ruffalo told her, welcome to the Hulk family, you know? Like, I was like, what the fuck? And now she's like, yeah, I don't know where any of this is coming from. Like, she's like, I don't know anything official, so it's not happening until I know something about it, basically.
Oh, what if that's what they told her to talk about?
They could be trying to throw us. They could be trying to throw us. I mean, that's possible, but I just thought, why? At this point, why? You know,
they're gonna put on the same list as they did with what's his name, Peter Parker, Tom Holland. You know, he only gets to know last second, and only bits and pieces.
Right. Wags asks how we're able to put up with hearing our own voices. It took a while, in my case.
But like, no, he's talking about his voice.
Yeah, I know. Oh, how do we put up with hearing his voice? Oh, yeah. We're not used to it.
No,
but whatever.
We don't get used to it. But yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
I hope it's actual a true thing, though, that's just kind of delaying to
I hope
make
so
it
too.
Official.
I hope so, too, because I really love her in the show, that Orphan Black, man. She does such a good job playing so many different roles. Like,
mm-hmm.
And man, it'd be really sad if she's not She-Hulk. She's a good fit, I think. But anyway, that being said, let's go back to the news.
All right, me or you?
Me?
All right, sure.
Should we put the music
if you want
first?
To. What music? Oh, okay. Yeah, we could do that again. Why
just
not?
To be official.
Yeah, well, I like being official.
Okay. So does Lil Jon.
The dude.
He agrees. Dude. I said you agree.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it,
AJ. All right.
Are you fucking ready? Are you fucking ready, man?
I don't know what I'm supposed to be ready for.
It doesn't matter if you know what it is. Are you
I took a shower today, so yeah.
Okay. Dexter is coming back.
How? That's what I'm worried about.
They said one more season.
Okay.
What's his name? Michael C. Hall is coming back as Dexter.
Cool. As he should.
And the writer for the first four seasons is coming back.
Cool.
Because you know they changed.
Well, I didn't know they changed. But
that's why it got shitty at some point. Because
it slowly declined toward the end.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, five was weird with the Barrel Girls. I didn't really love that. And six was really good.
The Barrel Girl had Lumen, though. And
Lumen was cool.
She was all right.
Yeah, Lumen was cool, but like overall, a footnote because she ended up just walking away.
Yeah,
and that was really weird.
And
that
no reference about her ever again, like in a way, right?
And that was really weird that he let her walk away
because
she knows about his shit. Like, I don't know. Like, he just never did that before. Like, whole scenario never happened, like, ever before.
When did we get the girl that he ends up with?
In season six.
So,
which I thought season six was actually pretty good.
I like her. So at least whatever new writers, like, they got one thing right, which was
Hannah.
I think it was Hannah. There you go. I love Hannah.
I like Hannah and I like the religious killer. I like both of those things. And those are both season six.
Mm.
But then seven and eight are like.
I can't remember. Oh yeah.
Dude.
They had that weird thing with
him and Deb.
Yeah.
Dude, no. I didn't like that.
That was kind of taking a weird turn.
I didn't like that.
And I wasn't sure if I wanted to go that way or not.
Especially that it didn't end up being anything, like, important in the end. They kind of just, like let go. Like, I was like, this is, no, man. Like, what are we doing? Like, yeah. So, but yeah, the guy who wrote the original first four seasons, which were the most successful, is coming back to write them. I'm believing it's something like an epilogue.
When was Trinity? Was that third or fourth season?
I think that was fourth season.
That was fourth?
And the guy left after that.
Mm.
Yeah, probably he didn't like the direction they wanted to go in.
Well, he probably killed his favorite character and was like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. I know. There's book stuff for them to work with, too. I'm guessing this will be something of an epilogue, maybe.
Yeah, like, what will this season be about?
Maybe, you know, the only thing that would make me not angry is if, you know how he's a fucking, what do you call the guys that cut down trees?
Lumberjack?
He's a lumberjack now for some reason, right?
Right.
If he's still killing people on the side, just showing me that he's Dexter business as usual, and instead he sees Deb's ghost now instead of Harry's,
ooh,
I'd be like, okay, I'm happy. This makes up for all the shit that they fucked up. That would make me happy. Like,
that would be weird.
It's just something I thought of in my head that would actually kind of like tie everything together. Because like the problem with that to me is that he was able to just stop killing and be a lumberjack. Like if you could do that, why did we do all in any of this in the series? You know what I mean? Like why did we do any of this if you could just stop? You know? And
well, I think in a way he was always trying to stop, but then like he just almost like didn't want to in a way. But then it got to a point where he's like, you know what? I have to fucking stop. I like, and he had to stop those voices in his head. He had to stop his dad from talking to him, and that's why in the end we have him just sitting there silently.
Yeah,
he's not trying to have.
I did get that, and yeah, that was kind of cool. But I don't know. I felt like we should have solved this sooner. He's had really bad scenarios where he was like, I have to stop, but like he didn't.
Yeah,
and then now you're gonna stop.
Yeah, like, it's like an addict, you know,
when you have no one, but now that everyone you love is dead, now you're gonna stop. Like it's so dumb. Like,
sometimes it takes that long.
I don't like it. So, like I said, I don't really like it if he is still killing bad people in whatever little small town he lives in, and like, you know, and now he sees Deb cussing at him and telling him shit rather than Harry being all kind and nice, you know, talking about the
killer. I don't know where I would want it to go. Like, I would like if fucking Hannah came back with the kid or some shit. That would be dope.
That'd be cool too. Or brought the kid back to him or whatever?
Yeah, or something
like
that.
That'd be kind of cool.
Because she doesn't know where he went.
No.
I think, don't they assume he's dead?
They do assume he's dead because his boat got destroyed in the
storm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, when it comes out, I'll watch it because I don't expect anything. And it's not like we have any reference point to go off of, like, oh, what did this art doing all this? Like, I have nothing to go off of.
No, this is all headcanon. I have no idea.
Yeah. But that sounds cool, though.
Fall 2021.
Oh, next year. Okay.
Mm-hmm. AJ.
Oh, okay. So, speaking of rain, I'm just kidding, because we were kind of talking about it earlier. So, this is the video that we were talking about a couple weeks ago for Mortal Kombat, right? And this is when we got telling that people were saying, oh yeah, this might be Ash from the Evil Dead and all that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got rain.
Oh, wow.
That's one announcement right there, right? That dude gets taken away by... No, although he was mentioned at some point, but I don't know when. But the other character, Melina.
Oh shit! They're gonna keep her mask off?
Did we talk about this already? No, huh? So you don't know who the new guest character is, right?
I don't think so.
No. Well, they have a cool fight scene and all that. But this is gonna be the new Combat Pack 2 DLC characters coming out soon.
Damn, that was sick! I forgot he could do that.
I had no idea he could do that. I don't think I've ever seen rain, other than in the background in the trees. But whose trap was that, right?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. And it's this dude coming through the fucking forest right now.
Who are you?
Right, who are you, she says.
I'm your worst
shut the
nightmare.
Fuck up.
It's your worst nightmare, he says.
Oh, shut up! No,
it's
what?
Rambo.
What? Rambo.
And they got Sylvester Stallone.
It's creeping up.
Sylvester Stallone is actually voice acting for him.
Wow.
In the game here. So these are your new DLC characters for the second pack coming out November 17th.
You know what you thought we talked about? Because we talked about it as a group, I think.
Did we talk about this?
With Drew and Chris. And
oh, did we? Okay.
I think we did. Or you and I talked about it at some point.
Or maybe you guys did, but I was in the background building his computer.
Mm. Yo, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, so Rambo.
It's so random. Like
that is kind of random.
The movie people they're grabbing at is kind of annoying now, but...
So,
whatever.
So Ed Boon, the main creator behind the game and all that, people are saying that he grew up in those times when there was Rambo and what are the other? RoboCop,
Terminator,
yeah. So maybe he's just reliving some childhood fantasy or some shit. Other people are speculating right
hey,
now.
Hey, man, this is work, you know? I don't go to work and start talking about I'm focused all day, you know? It's on all my tables.
But yeah, Rambo, that's kind of weird. That's another gun character too, by the way.
Yeah,
Terminator
I think that's kinda lame
and
too.
RoboCop, and now we got fucking Rambo. So that's kind of weird. I don't know how I feel about it, although I don't play the game either, so I kind of almost don't care.
Yeah, I kind of don't have any dog in the game, as they say. Dog in the fight, as they say.
Yeah, I think so. That's what they say.
That's what they say.
If you're Michael Vick. But, but yeah, Rambo, new character, new guest character coming into Mortal Kombat 11, along with Rain and Melina coming back to Mortal Kombat.
All right.
Next month.
Other stuff. Stranger Things, I don't know if you knew, but they have this drive-into experience where it's almost like an around-you haunted house thing where you drive into it.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, they have it in L.A. here, too.
Is it that place? I drove by this in Topanga, in Woodland Hills, down Topanga. Mm-hmm. They have a whole parking lot cut off. And it was, I just saw lights flashing in there and all that, and I saw cars driving through it, but there was like some tall fences where you couldn't see through them.
It might be something
like
that.
Is that some type of drive-through thing going on over there? So maybe that's what that is there, or maybe something like it. I don't know.
Well, this is what they say. This is not a drive-in. It's a first-of-its-kind drive-into live entertainment event that spans over 400,000 square feet. Fans will experience the entire 60 minutes live-action show from the safety of their car driving from scene to scene as this story unfolds from the sides. Characters will perform exclusive new scenes inspired by Stranger Things 3 and created in partnership with the series creators, the Duffer Brothers. New music from Kyle Dixon and Michael Stein, those are the guys who do the music for the show. On the way to that experience, ticket holders can tune in to Hawkins Radio
via
a digital channel to hear 80s classic Strange Sonic Intrusions, radio hijacks, and bursts of information. Dressed in their 80s best, fans will pull into Starcourt Mall for a chance to cruise the drive-through food court options. You know, maybe this isn't Topanga Mall. Maybe it is. I don't know.
It wasn't. It was the other mall right there, the Promenade.
Oh, okay.
Mall thing right there where the AMC theater is at. It's like in that parking lot right there.
Yeah, well, there's a Stranger Things drive into official website.
So what I'm thinking, what I'm imagining is that this is like a haunted house that you drive into, which is a bad idea because someone gets scared. I can just imagine someone hitting the gas and hitting the car in front of him or some bullshit or running into the fucking
stages. Wow, that's a good point.
That's what I'm fearing right now, hearing like what I'm thinking in my head, what it is, although it could be something different. It almost, the way the name is, like the drive up
into,
or drive into, sounds like it's a drive-in theater or something like that.
Yeah, but they say it's not, though. That's pretty weird, right?
I don't know what to, but it sounds cool.
Let's research it. I'd be down to do that before Halloween's up, you know? That'd be fun. Or something like it. Anyway, AJ, you want to tell one, or should I? How much you got left?
I got like 2, 3, maybe 4 more.
Okay, we'll go back and forth, but I'll do 2 in my next one.
All right. So Smite, ever heard of this game?
Smite?
Yes, there's a game called Smite. It's been going for a while now.
Shut the fuck up. Is it anything like what we always... Is it anything like Diablo 2 versus matches?
Almost.
Oh, hell no. You remember what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's a MMO... what are those arena games? It's a MOBA. I actually went ahead and watched a beginner tutorial of how to play just to understand what this game was.
Yeah.
And it's a MOBA. It's a game where you have a character, you're in a party with 5 other characters, and you fight another team of 5 characters. That's what it is. And it's a one big map type of thing and stuff like that. So what I learned recently, because I saw this announcement, which is TMNT, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, coming to...
To Smite.
And what's cool is that their trailer for it was the old school, like, you know, 80s, 90s cartoon theme.
Their style is even that one.
Their style is more like the TMNT movie, though, with a little hint of what's new now, because Donatello has the gargoyles on his head, which he didn't really have, except for there, or like in the movies. Yeah.
What's the
TMNT movie? The CGI animated, which looks like the fourth movie in the way.
That's Michael Bay?
No. Before that, the CGI movie.
Oh shit, they have both versions.
Yeah, so they have different skins you can do. By the way, these are skin characters too, so they will take the place of an existing character already in the game, which is pretty cool still, though. So yeah,
was TMNT. The other turtles in the turtle van, you know?
Oh, imagine. That would be funny. And what I learned after watching this and learning about that is that Avatar is also in Smite. It came out like a few months ago.
What?
So they have Aang, Korra, and Zuko as the Blue Spirit as characters. And,
wow.
And I watched quick gameplay of it. And apparently I saw someone use Aang, and Aang's taking the place of a wizard who uses different elements for attacks. So imagine an Aang skin over something like that, where he can throw wind, which that's what his main ability was, wind power.
Yeah.
But then he can switch into fire. And I didn't see him use earth or water, though. But that's a thing that exists. So yeah, it looks like the skin swapping thing is a thing that exists in that game. And Turtles can do it now. And apparently Avatar is a thing, too. And when they showed Korra, it was Korra with Naga, which makes me assume that there's a character that exists in the game who has a pet as their sidekick or something.
Oh, that's cool.
So maybe that's why Naga was there. I don't know, but and then Zuko, I'm guessing he's some type of melee character because he was in the Blue Spirit outfit.
That's dope.
But yeah, if you play Smite and you enjoy these different licenses in the game, you know, go check these ones out.
Do you know who the second Blue Spirit was?
There's a second one?
Remember Aang and Zuko get saved by another Blue Spirit and they're like, who the fuck is that? And they just never really explain it.
When?
In season one.
They don't get saved by a second Blue Spirit.
I'm going to have to show you what I'm talking about. Because I keep finding videos talking about it, too. And I'm like
Aang and Zuko got saved? Because
Zuko's clearly the Blue Spirit the first time. And then they see another Blue Spirit, and Zuko... It's clearly not Zuko, because he's there. And he's like, what the fuck?
No, that doesn't happen.
Dude, I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show you. Or people talking about it. Maybe it happens in some book or something.
Because we only see a Blue Spirit twice?
Yes, and the second time it's not Zuko.
The second time we see it is when he saves Appa. And that's when he gives up the mask. No, right. There was one other time that we see it.
Yeah,
we saw
right.
Blue Spirit.
And it's not Zuko.
And it was in the Earth Kingdom. So the only time we saw Aang with the Blue Spirit is when Aang was captured and Zuko went to go uncapture him.
Yeah. But that third time...
But he was Blue Spirit.
Okay, I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. Because...
I've been seeing videos about it where people are like, who the fuck was he this second time, like, or this third time, or what? I guess it's the third time you're saying.
Okay, there's three times I can think of when he was Blue Spirit. Anyways.
Yeah, anyway, continue.
Next time.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Next time on Unfocus. Oh, it's my turn?
TMNT skins for Smite is coming out in November.
Yes. So, oh yeah, this is actually dope-ass news. Okay. Michael B. Jordan, right?
Okay.
You know that guy, Killmonger. Yeah. He's been in a lot of stuff.
He was Flame On.
Yeah, Human Torch. He's going to be producing a movie.
Oh, Creed.
Right? Creed, that's yeah, him, right? Creed. Yeah. That's him. Yeah, that's him right there. Yeah, that's the guy. He's going to be producing a movie for DC.
Interesting.
We don't know yet if that movie's going to be in the DC universe, but he's making a movie for DC. You want to guess
Watchmen.
Where it's going to be?
I don't know. Do we know already?
Static Shock.
Oh shit.
Yeah,
this is, oh shit, no
dude,
way.
Michael B. Jordan is producing a Static Shock
movie. Is he going to be Static Shock?
No, he's not.
Oh man.
I think he was pretty clear he's not.
That's unfortunate.
But he's a producer. He's too old to be Static Shock now.
I guess. Yeah.
But a lot of people are thinking that the kid from Stranger Things might be.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Static Shock. there's also rumors around that he might be Miles Morales. Did you hear there's a leak? That.
Who's Mal Morales? The dude from Stranger Things?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Apparently there's a leak that of a lot of different actors.
Do you have in your news the whole Spider-Man thing?
Oh, shit, I don't.
Oh.
Do you?
No, I don't, because I thought you would.
No, I don't.
All right, so TNAJ exclusive.
Yeah, we're going to break it down right here on the spot. Well, I guess I'll include this as part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is absolutely from that. I forgot to even mention that, though.
Okay.
There was a leak.
But we had this going on.
Yeah. There was a leak. Oh, shit. Well, that's the end of this. Michael B. Jordan's producing Static Shock.
It's coming soon.
Coming soon. There was a leak of some actors trying out basically what they think is a testing for Miles Morales.
Oh,
for an upcoming Spider-Man movie. Like, they're not clear what the character is, but like people are discerning certain things he's saying and who the character is, and it's a black male that they're having play it, and they're like, oh shit, are they casting fucking Miles Morales for the Spider-Man 3?
For Spider-Man 3, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's one rumor that's going around, but there actually is videos of people, you know, test casting and shit like that, or testing out the role, so that's pretty interesting. The video also got deleted everywhere. That's how we know.
Yeah, that's how I know shit's suspicious.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
And that also being said, AJ, want to tell us what we know?
Wait,
well, I'll tell us the first thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Doctor Strange is confirmed to be in Spider-Man 3.
Okay, yeah. So I have a little list here, too. So they said supposedly, reportedly to be on Spider-Man 3, not only Tom Holland, but Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Tobey Maguire.
Now, that one is not confirmed because he apparently has not said okay to anything yet.
What's her name? Emma Stone?
Emma Stone, yeah.
Who is the original MJ? What's her name again? Damn it.
Oh, Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah, I heard that too.
Freaking Venom.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy?
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
And as you said, you know, Doctor Strange. Freaking James Franco.
Oh, James Franco?
Yeah. And Jamie Foxx.
And Mysterio.
And Mysterio too, yeah. So, Quentin.
And we do know that we mentioned on the last Unfocused that Jamie Foxx is coming back as Electro.
Yeah. Supposedly all of them reportedly to be, you know, on Spider-Man 3. In what way?
I think
what other way?
it can only be this, yeah. This must have be an after effect of WandaVision or Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, so that's another thing that someone mentioned real quick too, like in a post, is like, imagine, you know, WandaVision, Wanda fucks with universe, multiverse shit, and then Spider-Man 3, you know, Peter Parker has to deal with all that,
yeah,
and seeing all the other movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange, he goes and fix everything.
Yeah.
Or and, something.
Or, yeah, or you know, maybe he fixes it first in... Oh, because I think Multiverse of Madness is going to come after Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, okay, yeah, I can see that. Maybe that's where Doctor Strange gets involved, is Spider-Man.
Yeah, and he like walks in, it's like, yo, you've been fucking with shit, dude.
Yeah, and he's like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Right? And then, like, yeah, through the Spider-Man thing, he finds out it's Wanda, and then he goes, and in his movie, he deals with Wanda directly.
Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know. I guess we can see what's going on. I don't know. But yeah, that sounds crazy. Don't know. That's not official shit, though. That's just kind of a rumor right now.
No, well, some of it is official, though.
Some of it is official, yeah.
Cumberbatch and Jamie Foxx are official.
Yeah, so.
Everything else is rumor. I don't know if one of those ladies is official. Is Emma Stone and
Kirsten Dunst?
And Kirsten Dunst official?
It doesn't say official, it just says reportedly gonna be on Spider-Man 3. So
yeah, so no, the only thing we know officially is Cumberbatch and Jamie Foxx. Yeah.
But yeah, that sounds like it's gonna be a crazy movie. Which, like, how are they gonna tie that in? Because like when we left off as Spider-Man, you know, his identity was out there. Yeah.
Well, you
so
know,
like, how are they gonna fucking fix that in or fit that in with this whole multiverse shit that's supposedly going on? It's gonna be a lot to kind of digest.
Well, hear me out. What if almost the whole movie, 80% of it is a Spider-Man movie, regular shit that, dealing with exactly what he was dealing with at the end of that one,
mm-hmm.
and the last like 15 minutes of it, Doctor Strange comes in, or like last 5 or 10 minutes of it, Doctor Strange comes in.
He's like, you never existed.
Yeah, or you know, or that, you know, he's telling them shit's fucked up, and then it ends, and then we get some post credit scenes.
Oh, and then it's all that.
Tobey Maguire fucking showing up as Spider-Man, you know, fucking.
Oh shit.
Andrew Garfield showing up as Spider-Man, yeah. And then the second post credit scene, fucking Miles and maybe Emma Stone as Ghost Spider, I could show up too. You know, you go, oh shit.
Yo, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know, that's a Spider Gwen or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, dude, that would be pretty cool, right? Because look, there you go. Now you got your five people. Now you're set up for a future Spider-Verse
type of movie, yeah.
That way it doesn't have to actually be connected to Marvel, because I don't think that's what Feige really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So that way Sony
unless
can
they're
have
going
that.
With some multiverse shit, maybe they do want that.
No, I'm saying, but Feige never wanted that. Mm. So I'm saying maybe this is a way to give Sony what they wanted and not actually put it in a Marvel movie officially, okay. But yeah. Marvel would set it up, you know?
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
That's all I could think of. I can't even...
That could be a way too, yeah.
Yeah, because I know Sony wants that live-action Spider-Verse shit. They want that shit to happen, I can tell. I would say it would be dope to see Tobey Maguire train Miles Morales live-action.
Hmm.
If he's the old, failed, fat Peter B. Parker.
Yeah.
Like Tobey Maguire, you know? Yeah, like, yeah.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Yo, what if Deadpool drops in there too, though?
Yo, just damn.
Because he's like the ultimate, like, you know,
fourth wall breaker.
He can like explain things, you know.
And they're like, what universe are you from? He's like, I don't know. He's like,
right?
I'm just here. You're here. Whatever. It's all good, right? Like, I can see that happening.
He's like, according to my contract, I'm in all universes.
Yeah, he would say that.
Part of Fox at some point.
He's like,
whatever that is.
He's like, whatever that is. I don't think that exists anymore. Right? Damn. He's like, I think this contract needs some rewrites. Damn, that's pretty cool, man. That's backplace.
That'd be cool. I don't know. That'd be a way to kind of, he could be like, I think we talked about that before, him being a glue to like combining some different universes together.
To smooth all this over. So
or
it
smooth it
feel...
in some way, yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
I don't know. But...
And, you know, Spider-Man and Deadpool have a notorious connection. Like, you know, he's
oh, yeah, I've heard about that too. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens with all that, but that's just rumors going on. We need that. I heard a rumor button.
I know, dude. You're right. We really gotta put Homegirl on there.
We got it. Yeah.
Okay. Is it let me go. Is it my turn? Or your turn?
Sure. Yeah. If you want.
Marvel Comics Unlimited. Before, when a new trade or a new comic came out, you had to wait 6 months to get it, unless it was a special exclusive or something. Marvel has changed that. 3 months now. When a trade comes out and you want to read it on their online comic book thing, you only have to wait 3 months instead of six. So you're going to have more comics available a lot quicker from now on.
Okay.
I don't know why they're doing it, but, you know, just be happy they're doing it. Yeah, I'm not mad. AJ?
All right. That sounds cool. Blizzard is going to stop supporting, they're kind of done with StarCraft right now. StarCraft 2.
Damn, I feel like I didn't take advantage of it well.
StarCraft 2 is 10 years old.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like, coming up on 10 years pretty soon, if not already. But they're not going to be adding... They're going to still support it as far as, like, you know, maybe some balance changes here and there. And, you know, like, rolling out new seasons when they're doing their new season things. But that's about it. Other than that, there's not going to be anything brand new coming to it anymore. But that also tells us maybe there's a StarCraft 3 coming through soon. So I know we have a BlizzCon coming like next year sometime, I believe, too. So maybe they'll announce something there. But as of right now, they're saying that they're going to stop, you know, major updates and major supports and just, you know, fixing bugs and all that from now on and just new season stuff. That's all they're going to be doing for now with StarCraft 2.
Okay.
So, yeah, play more StarCraft 2, people. I haven't played. I want to play pretty soon. Just like hearing this right now, it's like, man, I want to play more. I want to see what's new.
Right. Okay. I guess it was announced on Sunday by Bruce Willis that John McClane would be back. You know, the main hero of Die Hard. And that ended up being true. However, it's not a movie. Advance Auto Parts launched a massive advertising campaign featuring Bruce Willis playing John McClane as the character from Die Hard, you know? And he's fucking in this commercial, you know, just doing Die Hard shit. And everyone's like, what the fuck is this? It's so random, you know, like, does this mean we're getting something back? And apparently it doesn't. It doesn't mean anything about a movie, but they apparently will be rolling out a whole bunch of fucking commercials and shit with this, with him and Die Hard and with an ongoing story and shit in it. So I found that kind of weird. Never heard anything like that. There's also a extended 2-minute television spot.
They do that sometimes with commercials, right? They'll like, you
have
know.
A little, like...
Like a cameo of someone reprising a role of some old thing, you know, just for a commercial, like, you know, spoof or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope that's going to be a thing. Like, I hope it keeps being a thing, and then eventually it will to people wanting to do another Die Hard movie, because I'm always down to see Bruce Willis fuck some shit up, you know. He's not too old. But yeah, so yeah, keep an eye on these commercials for Advanced Auto Parts. Random.
Okay, yeah, it's
really
random.
All right, AJ.
All right, I'm gonna spit these last two out because they're pretty small things to kind of talk about.
Do it.
But Stardew Valley, getting an update pretty soon that's gonna allow for split screen local multiplayer, which is really weird. Maybe kind of cool. I'm not sure how to feel about it, but yeah, I'll be able to play split screen with somebody. I wonder. I'm assuming it's gonna be on the same map, so that's cool. But yeah, look out for that. Coming to PC first. Oh, wait. PC 4-player split screen. Oh, shit. That's fucking crazy. Oh, I guess if you're going to do split screen, too, I guess you can play with other people outside of your home. I don't know how that's going to work. But there's going to be some type of split screen happening there. And then also Twitch. This is the reason why there's no music of the week anymore. Is because Twitch is now, like, deleting... Or, like, you know, taking streams off if they're playing copyrighted music and all that. Also, if there's any highlights that have been made that have music on there, they were, you know, saying before that they will just delete them. And it just happened. just the other day, a bunch of clips have been magically deleted off of random people's, you know, Twitch channels and all that.
That sucks.
So if it had any type of copyrighted music in the background, yeah, those have been deleted. Like thousands have been deleted recently. So yeah, all that shit that we're afraid of is happening now.
That's too bad.
Yeah. So
did we lose any clips?
I don't think so, because I don't think we had too many. I mean, actually, I was trying to go back and I actually real quickly just scanned through some of our clips that we had, and I didn't notice anything missing. But then again, we don't really have a lot of clips.
Yeah, that's true.
And if there's any clips of me playing anything, I usually had music in the background, so it's possible that maybe we did lose something. Like, because usually when I'm playing Splatoon, I have some clips of that, and then I would have music always playing in the background. So I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think we have anything too important as far as clips goes. And if there's any cool clips, it better be unfocused clips where we're not really playing any music anyways. So it's all good.
True. All right. And my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure we know that, you know, there's a Power Rangers movie under development, which initially it was much to our dismay, you know, because we really liked that last movie and it was done really well. But, you know, Hasbro has bought Power Rangers, and they want this movie to happen. But recently, Paramount has not been developing this Power Rangers movie. E1 Studios has. And a man named Jonathan Entwistle is going to be forwarding and directing this movie. He did this movie called The End of the Fucking World. I'm also one called I'm Not Okay With This. I've never seen either of these, but I've heard about them both.
The End of the Fucking World or End of the World?
The End of the BBBB World.
Really? Which one's that?
I don't know. It's on Netflix. He made that. Huh. And he also made another one called I'm Not Okay. But they had just announced, get this, it's not just going to be a Power Rangers movie. It's going to have a companion TV show to go with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we don't know any details about that yet, whether it's going to be live action or animated. It's probably going to be live action. But there's going to be a show to go with the movie. Most likely it's going to come out before the movie to kind of like set shit up, which I think that's a pretty fucking good idea.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. So there will be a Power Rangers TV show to go with the movie. Keep an eye out for that. We don't have any release dates still because the movie is still under development right now. But yeah, that's what's happening.
Has anything ever done that where there is TV shows that led up to a movie before?
Doctor Who, but that's pretty rare. Was there anything else? Highlander. That's about it.
Okay. So yeah, this would be a first, because I can't think of anything either.
Even those, I think those were even thought of after the fact, so I don't even think they really count as what we're talking
about.
Well,
there was a Power Ranger movie. It didn't quite...
But it didn't have a show to go with
it,
though.
The TV show didn't quite lead up to it, but it were the same characters and everything. Because that's one thing I'm worried about, is that, because one thing I hated about the Power Ranger movie was that everything looked different. Like their Power Ranger suit were different. The command center was different.
This last movie?
No, the very first movie.
Oh, I hated that. Yeah, I hated that everything looked different too. Their suits were just armor and like way different. Yeah,
right. Everything was just like buffed up for movie presence, you know? It's like, well, you could have just kept it to what it looked like in there. Everyone would have been fine with it.
And they would have had more money to work with if they would have kept it, if they would have kept the, you know, the costumes from that shit. Like,
yeah, and they probably could have made the CGI for the robots look a lot better, because going back and watching that shit, it
looks
horrible.
Dude, I know what you meant. We talked about it a few months ago, and I went back on YouTube and looked at it, and I'm like, dude, I can barely tell what the fuck it is.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, I think those look weird. It looks nothing like any of like the toys or what came later in the actual show.
Yeah, the show ones look way better than that movie.
For
one.
Real.
It's so sad.
That's true.
So sad.
So hopefully they don't do some ridiculous shit like that, where like it looks kind of one way and then all of a sudden it's just fucking all shiny and like new and different looking in the movie.
Yeah.
So hopefully they keep shit like, you know, consistent.
No, I think they will, because it's the same guy doing it. So
okay,
I don't feel like he's going to like let it happen.
But that's going to be weird. Like, I wonder what they're trying to lead up to doing that.
You know, who knows? If you want to speculate, because we're both Power Ranger fans, maybe it's about Zordon and Rita? Or maybe it's about the previous group of power. Maybe it'll be about...
Yeah, and they're like, where are they starting off from? Like, are they going to go back to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? Or will they, you know, make up something new?
I think this
or...
is going to be about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But I don't know.
That's all I really care about.
Yeah, I like... No, you know, I care about Power Rangers in space. They were the shit.
I never got that far.
Oh, they were the shit. I would be down for them to do something with Alien Rangers, so maybe that could set it up.
Maybe.
You know, a little prequel about the Alien Rangers and they all die or whatever.
Damn.
You know? or maybe something like.
I kind of like that with the previous Hasbro movie. No, it was Saban's. My bad. Saban's Power Rangers movie had was with the backstory between Zordon and Rita.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
And he was the Red Ranger, and
she was a Green Ranger.
Yeah,
so that was pretty cool.
That's kind of what I meant. Is one idea is that maybe there'd be a backstory about Zordon and how he put together Power Rangers, or how he, you know, started everything. Built the command center, all that shit. You know.
Yeah, like I want to see that. Well, anyways, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. One last thing, not really news. It just something came out today that I thought was interesting. It's a trailer for the new Disney movie. And, you know, I usually don't really care too much about the new Disney shit. Introducing
Randy's new What's this called?
Raya and the Last Dragon. And
2021, huh?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Disney. We'll see if 2020 wants to mess with next year or not. Well, yeah. I'm still stuck on the screen. I never changed it. My bad. What is this about, though?
Well,
it's a long trailer too.
You can just kind of glance around like.
This looks like Korra. I'm getting Korra vibes for some really.
Yo, bro, that's funny you say that. Keep watching. There's more and more Korra vibes.
Oh shit, is she a waterbender?
No, that'd be cool, but no, look at her. She's like wearing water.
Oh yeah, true,
shit.
True, yeah.
Look, like.
That's
look,
so
she
water.
She has
tribe.
A little pet friend. To be fair, that's a lot.
Yo,
of
what
movies.
Kind of animal is that, T?
Tuk tuk. Wow,
it's some type of hybrid.
It's an armadillo,
gopher or something like that. Yeah,
it's an armadillo gerbil.
Yeah.
Damn, an armadillo gerbil. Damn, bro.
They're totally taking Avatar, fucking. I got you. Dude,
it feels very Avatar.
Yeah,
you know?
Too Avatar.
Even the martial arts focus too. Like even that alone, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but it looks really cool.
I'm getting Tomb Raider vibes now, too, though.
Dude, and it's called Raya and the Last Dragon, so you know that.
Oh, wow.
You know it's going to have some more Avatar vibes as it goes on.
Oh, man, speaking of dragons. Look, fucking Zuko, dude!
Yeah, dude! The blue spirit!
Yeah! Is this the outfit you're talking about?
Yeah.
My whole life, I trained to become a guardian of the dragon.
And that's the Earth Kingdom?
But this world has changed.
The dancing dragon.
Look, they look like water tribes, don't they?
Those look like all the four nations.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't think about it. Like that. That's true.
I must find the last.
This looks cool though.
Dragon.
Look, that's very Avatar. That scroll with that art on it.
Actually, it reminded me more of
My name is Raya.
She got grown up.
Yeah, this can go across her life. It looks like
interesting. What's that show on Netflix?
Look, AJ, look.
Oh, shit, that thing grew up, too. That's crazy.
It looks like Naga, doesn't it? What were you going to say?
What's that name? The Dragon Prince. That's what that score reminded me of, Dragon Prince.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's what it is.
Yeah. Which is still related to Avatar in a way.
Yeah.
But that looks cool, though. That looks interesting. I'm down to watch that.
It's the first time I've been like so entranced by a Disney trailer. I was like, whoa, this looks dope.
But it definitely looks like Avatar crossed with like Tomb Raider. Yeah. For sure. That's what I'm getting out of it. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it looks cool, though.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, man. So with that being said, on Focus Week, what you got planned?
One day I'll get to those comics that I have. I know I have new comics waiting for me too that I gotta go pick up someday. But yeah, I gotta read Usagi and I gotta read Power Rangers. So I always bring it with me to work just in case I have time in between breaks to read it, and I don't always have the time to do it. So hopefully soon. And then maybe go check out Splatoon, pick up my shirt and start working on my shirt a little bit so I can do some rerolls. And I don't know, whatever else comes up.
All right. Yeah, me for sure. Some Splatoon. Get ready for that Splatfest.
Fix Soul Calibur on this computer.
Yeah, that'd be cool. what else? I don't know. I guess that's about. I don't even really know what else. I want to read some more of my X-Men comics. I got so many I'm sitting on right now. I want to start tearing through those.
Yo, man, I was watching Sonic the Hedgehog, the Sat AM cartoon, because I have it.
Yeah.
And I actually put it into my server, and I've been watching it from there. Dude, that shit, it's so good, man. Like, what the fuck? Why did it end? Like, just, I watched like two or three episodes, like, oh man, this is fucking serious right now. Like, it just has this serious vibe to it. It's like,
I remember loving that one so much. The Freedom Fighters one, right?
Yeah, yeah. Man, it's really good.
Yeah, dude, I want to watch that again one day.
It's on my server. I have the whole thing up here, too.
I'm about to pull that up.
But yeah, it's good. Anyways, that's another thing I watched actually, but it's really good. If you haven't seen it already, go find somewhere to watch it. I don't know where, but
somewhere. I feel like something there. one of those TV streaming services like CBS All Access or something.
Yeah, one of those weird ones. Yeah.
I think it might even be CBS All Access because my mom has that. And I remember being like, "What the fuck? This is here!" And I feel like it was Sonic. Like, you know, it's something animated that, like, that was something we liked as kids.
That Sonic, though, was on Saturday AM, so the ABC. So it would be something ABC related.
Oh, she has that channel, too, so maybe it was that one.
Yeah, maybe it was
Freeform is that, right?
Possibly, yeah. I could imagine it being there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's not there, there's this other one I had for a while. VR or R something? I don't know, Nickelodeon. There's a bunch of Nickelodeon shit on it, like old Nicktoons and all that. We watch all of it's how I watch Rocket Power.
What?
Yeah. So maybe I can imagine it being something like that. Anyways, but yeah, check it out if you can. Anything else? Are we done?
I guess that's it, man.
I might watch Detective Pikachu again. I don't know, since I have it right here now.
Dude. yeah, I guess I feel like yeah, I guess that's it, man.
That's it.
I'm focused.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to play some more Pokemon. That new DLC is coming out pretty soon, so I might have to finish this one. All right. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I really can't remember what I'm supposed to do, so we'll see you next week. I'm going to do Unfocused.
Okay. That's right.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesdays.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
collision28.com/discord.
It's over.
Don't forget to subscribe.